From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Happy to be here celebrating 14 years of Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network. Happy to be a part of your day. Thanks so much for joining us. Our website is wildmichiganradio.com, where you can find our podcast and find out what's going on around the area. Also, who the guests of late have been via the podcast, like I mentioned, wildmichiganradio.com. Find us on Facebook as well. And I want to thank our friends at Not Just Guns in Mason. I'll be out there on the election Tuesday. Believe it or not, I'll be out there broadcasting live with our classic rock station here at the Town Square building. I'll be out with Classic Rock 94.9 WMMQ, which is going to be very strange since I haven't worked there since July. But they're contracting me to stop on out and hang out with our friends at Not Just Guns, which I'm very happy about because Mike and those guys have a phenomenal facility. Also want to thank our friends at Conquest Scents. Time to load up on your Deer Scents, your VS1, and your Evercalm. And of course, Ted Nugent last week spoke on our 14th anniversary show, probably in a way that I will never repeat, how much he loves the Evercalm from Conquest Scents. And our friends at the United Deer Farmers of Michigan as well, Gene Skiba and everybody over there. The truth about CWD.com is their website. They're putting a lot of time, money, and effort into CWD research, along with building some great places like Hunter's Haven Ranch, up north, a beautiful facility to get your whitetail on. If you want big trophy whitetails, definitely check out Gene and his facility over there. So very happy to have them on board. And we're going to talk a little fishing because we've got some warm days coming up here in October, and as Tom Nelson calls it, the October lull, the time where deer activity really kind of goes downhill a little bit. So why not get out on the water? There's still plenty of good time, plenty of open water. And our good friend Brian Brosdahl joins us right now. Bro, how are you, sir?
Doing good, Duran, and joined Paul Collars here.
Dude, we are entering our 15th year of the show. As of last year, we had our 14th anniversary. We're entering our 15th year, which I cannot believe. And you've been on that a very good portion of that amount of time.
Well, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Sure. I've heard that anyway. But, yeah, but we've had such a good run of this show, and hopefully we'll have a few more years left in the tank. But, you know, as I mentioned, a lot of people in the tree stands right now, but man, with these 60 and 70 degree temperatures, these warmer days, even upper 50s, a deer movement's really going to be at a minimum. And why not get out on the water? Because there's a lot of great panfish to be had. There's walleye. There's still salmon running through there. So why not get outside and do some fishing?
Oh, absolutely. This is the perfect time. Fish feed hard in the fall, getting ready for winter. And You know, the bucks, they're sleeping when it's warm out there. They're just going to lay down and let you sit in your stand. So that's a good time to have a boat hooked up, ready to jump on a lake somewhere. And, you know, the thing in the fall that's magical is that all this area that the fish swim in all summer, which makes it harder for us to catch them, becomes narrowed down because weeds die off and some live. So finding green weeds is very important to successful pan fishing and walleye fishing. And simply just, you know, going around with your sonar, your hummingbird, and side imaging is good to find the weeds. You can actually see them, but down imaging shows what they look like. You can tell if they're cabbage, coontail, milfoil, and then drop a camera. If they're green, the fish are going to be in them. If they're brown and rotten, no, thank you. And it's just an absolute great way to find fish. And then remember, whitefish and fish like and ciscos, tulibies, whatever you want to call them, they move up and spawn in the fall. So this is a great time to catch big trophy walleye and northern pike also in the greenest weeds, because anything that faces deep open water and has weeds on the food shelf is going to be a great sight to get into this feeding frenzy of big fish.
Brian Brosdahl is our guest here. Of course, Bro, we know that the green weeds provide oxygen, provide cover, provide food sources for the smaller items that are food for the bigger fish. So that whole food chain is all gathered around those green weeds.
Oh, absolutely. As I'm fishing with an ultralight for bluegills and crappies, it's always fun hooking into a big pike or a walleye on it, or even a smallmouth or largemouth bass, because everything's fighting for that little space. And it's so much fun. It's such a limited amount of time. And then early freeze-up, obviously, they're still going to be there. But all summer I've been chasing, in bigger waters, huge acreages, trying to find the best of it. And now it gets narrowed down, and there's always surviving weeds. They're in nature, there's always something that lives longer than something else. And these good plumes of weeds are just amazing. And some of your biggest panfish right now are going to be super active, and nobody's out there. I mean, everybody's hunting, and hunting's a blast. I love doing it too. It's kind of a fall kind of makes a tough decision for everybody. Do I fish or do I hunt? And if you're a bullet guy, a trigger guy, you're going to want to hunt, but don't forget about those delicious fish out there and get out and catch some fish. I love deer camp, because deer camp is hunting and then fishing during the day, and then hunting at night. Do the peaks. And if I get them, I get them. That's just how I think of it. It's fun just getting out. And obviously, barometric pressure plays a big part in the fall. Just because it's fall and the fish are biting like crazy doesn't mean that it's going to be super fast every day. We're getting extreme lows and extreme highs from the hurricanes right now. That doesn't just hit the shore and then stop. It really sends kind of a ripple effect across the entire United States, and you're going to see it, especially this fall. This is unbelievable how the barometer has been just dropping like a brick and then flying up, and it does affect how they act. And any day that it's stable, just slow rising pressure that's a little bit over 30, they just eat the paint right off your fireball jig.
Speaking of Brian Brosdahl here on Wild Michigan, our website, wildmichiganradio.com, where you can pick up the podcast if you miss any of this conversation. Bro, it's kind of funny because, my dad, met up with my dad the other day, and, I've got this, had this big box of Northland soft plastics, the bloodworms, bro bugs, things of that nature, all this small stuff that he fishes year-round, and he absolutely loves them.
Oh, yeah, they're tried and true baits, and the bloodworm simply is 70% of all my panfish catches year-round, no matter where I go. And I've used them in 12 different states, open water and through the ice. And it's one of those things, you just always throw them in your box, because even, I know nothing about the Black Hills, but when I was out there, I got rainbow trout on them and panfish under the docks. And even in Florida, as a tourist trapped on shore, I was wielding a bloodworm in public fishing areas and catching largemouth bass, big ones up to 5 pounds in shell crackers and copper nose bluegills and crappies. It's amazing. They recognize it. Even in that dark brown water that I was fishing on in parts of the St. John's River, just using that with light line, and there's people all over the place throwing big shiners and all this other stuff, and I just walked down, there with some ice fishing lures and a little St. Croix Legend Elite and hammered fish. It just goes to show you that, Michigan ice fishermen and Minnesota ice fishermen are widely known as very sophisticated fishermen, because it's all about finesse. And, they don't always want to eat big stuff. And that's why it's important to have some finesse tactics.
All right, Brian Brosdahl is our guest. We're going to talk more with him. Bros Guide Service is where you can find them. There's a link on our website at wildmichiganradio.com. We're going to find out more about what we can fish and how we can fish this fall, especially these warm days here on Wild Michigan.
You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up, turn the noise down, let this old world just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, being brought to you by our friends at Not Just Guns, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason. I'll be out there on Election Tuesday, broadcasting live myself. Going to be a good time, man. We'll have all the information posted up on the website, wildmichiganradio.com. And right now on the Conquest Sense hotline, our good friend Brian Brosdahl. You see Bro at the fishing shows doing seminars, also like Frank's Great Outdoors, places like that around the state. You can't miss him with Frable and Northland Tackle and Fish Monkey Gloves. Bro, you know, we talked to our good friend Andy Provenzano, who's our personal meteorologist. I love having a personal meteorologist on staff.
Oh, man, that's great.
Even though he works, like, for nothing. But, I mean, he literally called our summertime. Said, you know what, June's going to start out with 90-degree days, and don't expect it's going to change much from there. He called October as well. He said we're going to start out kind of cool, warm up, and then we're going to get a little bit cooler and wet, and, you know, we may see the La Nina thing again. So how are we going to prepare for that? I mean, we got hurricanes being thrown at us, but we still might not see a late, you know, ice.
Well, you know, you just take the opportunities that you're given. There's little windows of fishing opportunities, and always take them. I mean, you know, if you get a chance, you got to go. You can't catch a fish in your house or in a gathering place, you know. So get out and fish whenever you can. And even if you're supposed to be on the ice, I always keep a small boat ready. And ice is unpredictable here also. We just know that we're going to just get nailed hard eventually by January and then be stuck in a long winter over here. But it's very unreliable. But just have your boat ready. And even if it's snowing, you're in your boat, you look at it like this. You got your ice fishing gear on, you're warm, you got your bibs, your Frable bibs, and your gloves, your Fish Monkey gloves, and you're out there, you're not cold. And if it's raining, then you're probably cold, because that's not fun. But I'm out in rain in 30-degree weather, snow in 10, 20-degree weather, in my boat, and when you're on the lake, it just warms everything up. As long as the water temperature is warmer, it's warmer on the lake than it is on shore. And I want to go because, you know, that's your time to have most of the lake to yourself. And there's not a lot of people that will do it, but it's an experience that's so much fun. And there's nothing better than being on water. In the woods is a blast, too. Remember, I like pulling the trigger like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I just like setting the hook a little bit more.
that's fair. Now, here's a question I have, because earlier in the year we talked about some of the new things that were coming out for 2020. You've already worked on them. They were getting produced. Well, now here we are. We're getting ready for shelf time. And how has this whole thing affected production? Because we know that, you know, there's a lot of stuff produced elsewhere from these companies because, you know, of cost effectiveness and whatnot. But how are we looking for supply and some of the new stuff that's coming out for 2020?
Well, it's going to be limited, and I'd say get on it right away because as soon as you can, even, you know, of course, support your stores. And if your stores don't have it, order it. I mean, if you go down to a Frank's or go talk to Bill White down there at Bass Pro, you know, talk to Joe at Frank's, they will make sure that you get it if it's possible to get it. I mean, can't tell you how many things I've ordered from Frank's, and I'm in Minnesota. I mean, I call them up and go, "Hey, can you help me out?" Well, and then they find a way, you know. So it's very important support your stores and go through them because they'll find a way and they'll know the vendors that are carrying it. And the Yeti gloves from Fish Monkey, they sold out super fast last year. Make sure you get them ahead of time. Your favorite Shanny, you know, look at some of the pop-ups and flip-style houses from Frable. And then also watch, as we get closer, we're going to do a virtual roadshow as we speak. We're going to call it College on Ice. And twice a week, we're going to showcase bites like Detroit River guides and people from Flaming Gorge, Utah. We're going to have a little show, a little fun thing, and it's going to be live and virtual. Like it or not, here we come. And it's going to be, obviously, I'm going to be at some events, but it's kind of a good way to go right now and to reach out to everybody. So look for that coming on the air November and December, twice a week, and, well, a lot of other things also. And hoping to get out fishing and meet a lot of the people in our listening area.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? These shows, I look at the future of the shows like Detroit, the Ultimate Fishing Show, the Ultimate Sports Show, things of that nature. They're so up in the air right now because we don't know. I mean, even though our governor here was told by the Supreme Court of the state of Michigan that said, you know, you were unconstitutional. Now we have our health department stepping in saying, whoa, 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 we still have to do these certain things. So, you know, Social distancing and those things, I mean, that new word we all learned this year, the new phrase, rather. Look, it's almost impossible to do that at these shows, and you can't cut these shows in half because that's how they maintain these shows. So it's,
yeah,
it's,
they need a lot of bodies at them. And then, you know, like even here, it's all around, but it's not here. Well, now it's here. And surprisingly, you'd be surprised some of the people that, you know, passed away from it. They're obviously older, but not super old, in their 50s and stuff. But There's a lot of healthy people that ain't going to hardly bother, so you can understand their frustration, want to keep going. So a good balance is I don't want to get anybody sick if I'm carrying it, and I don't want you to get me sick if you're carrying it.
Right.
So there's one of those things. And you know, there's liabilities to companies, too, if you start becoming Typhoid Mary and spreading it.
Right,
but
exactly.
We're going to all get through this. And I say, let's all go fishing, you know, get out of the lake. And I want to do some live stuff from the lake because, there's some great perch anglers, too, over on the bay. And I want to show you some of my techniques. And, hey, if you got some, throw them my way. But first time of year also, use your hummingbird looking for them. I'll have some videos coming up on that. And just a great time to get out and to not worry about it. Just get out and enjoy nature, and this is a good time for everybody to get together with their families and friends, but at a distance, obviously, and go out fishing, you know, and enjoy it. You know, there's a lot of families that came closer because they were actually got time to spend with each other and not, from a distance because they're working so hard at their office. There's some not a lot of benefits, but there's been a few things.
Well, you know, I haven't heard anybody catching it being out fishing by themselves or in a tree stand, so I guess there's that's okay.
The best health is getting up there with your bow, your gun, or getting out on the water. You know, what you see on the water is pretty cool. It's an excuse to be in extraordinary places. You know, and the loon migration, the big fish coming in, watching pike chase whitefish right out of the water, big pike. And there's whitefish in all the Great Lakes. I mean, all around your area,
There's
a lot of whitefish, and there's a lot of big pike, and there's walleyes, and it's just a great time of year. It all happens at once, and everybody should enjoy it. But pre-plan for your ice fishing purchases now, and get ready for your spots.
There it is, Brian Brosdahl, our guest here on Wild Michigan. Look him up on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, via the Conquest Sense Hotline. More coming your way on the Michigan Talk Network.